Good evening, everyone. We're going to present a play that was written in last school in the first two terms and which we have been working on in this last term of school. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
I wonder why Arrigo called us here in such a hurry. I was doing my homework and I was almost done.
Your homework? Sure.
Well, at least I wasn't sitting in front of the mirror doing my makeup, huh?
Well, I wasn't watching that stupid TV.
Guys! We got invited for a camping trip in the forest.
Really? And when?
While we're coming. Oh, it's just a few of us. Sorry. And my father's friend, Siggy. We're leaving in about a week and we'll stay out a couple of days. Are you guys up for it?
Yeah, I think so. But where and how are we going to camp?
Oh, we're just gonna pitch a tent somewhere in the heart of the forest. Surely we'll find a nice spot. While we're there, we'll have to conduct some explorations. Then Siggy is doing some research work for his college. It provides the funding for the trip.
Oh dear, I hope we don't have to collect any weird specimen of the sort and carry them with us. Last year, when I was in 8th grade and went on a similar trip with my class, some of my friends brought back a horrible king-sized ant, which looked much like a spider.
Ugh. Yeah, I remember. Oh, you are always complaining. Just beware of the mosquitoes and you'll be fine.
No worries. His work consists mostly of exploring the vegetation in the area, not so much the wildlife. Plus, he has a good sense with an excellent protection against mosquitoes.
So, how are we going to get there? I don't suppose there's a path or anything.
No. Siggy said it will most probably be a 4-hour walk into the forest. At first there will be a small path, but later not even a footpath. It's a very jungle-like place, and we'll have to make our way through.
4 hours? And what are we going to eat?
Oh, I'm sure there will be lots of heavy jars of ready-made food that you will have to carry.
Over there, we probably will spend part of the days adoring the vegetation, but bring a book to read. We might end up with a lot of free time.
Well, then I'm going to go home and start packing. Do we need to arrange for anything?
No, Siggy will take care of everything. I'll send you the list of things to pack.
Well, then I see you, my friend.
See you.
Bye.
We're gonna get them this time. We won't be cheered by the second watchman hidden behind that statue. Ah, what a shame that was. Us, the three marksmen, failing to loot that foolish regional marine museum.
Don't start over again, Gordon. We've got a foolproof plan this time.
You said that last time also. Look what happened.
Stop worrying. I've taken into consideration last time's mistake. Listen, I'll outline the plan. Gordon, you go in and knock on the front door of the museum. When the watchman answers, you tell him that someone is in need of help on the road. As he starts walking with you, Donald, you go and hit him from the back.
And at this time, I enter the door, right?
Yes, and I will join you, while Donald, you take care of the first watchman.
Wait a minute. And after I hit him on the back, what do I do with him?
You hit him from the back, on the head. Tie him up and leave him in a corner. Then you stand guard and scream if anybody shows up.
Genius, Adamara. But aren't you forgetting something? What do we steal?
The valuable collection, the one with the pearl, of course. Once we have it, I know the perfect place where we can hide it. No one will ever find it there.
Well, fine. You better have found a safe place this time where no one will find it.
But if we cannot find it then?
Don't worry. We're gonna get away with it.
Oh.
Guys, I am so happy you decided to join me on this trip. I would have been extremely lonely all by myself otherwise.
We're very happy to. But Sigmund, please tell us, why did you decide to come on this trip? And what are you planning to do here?
Well, I'm here to study the area, meaning the geography and its relation to the vegetation as well. In about a month's time, I have to give a presentation to the college.
So, do you just go around shopping for weird outfits, or have you actually done some research till now?
Yes. You see, this spot, right here, is pretty much at the center of the forest. Being the deepest area, here the vegetation is most wildlife. Rarely people ever come here. Whereas towards the exterior of the forest, where people come regularly to collect firewood and plants, and many paths have been formed. And the plant growth is kept a bit under control.
This sounds so interesting. I can't wait to start exploring.
I'm glad you're interested. Tomorrow we'll start right away.
Hey guys, what about dinner? Would anyone like to help me set up the stove?
Dinner? Oh, you don't need to repeat that. Where's the phone, stupid Donald? You're gonna... That was easy. It was our second attempt, but a complete walk in the park.
Yeah, but the watchman seemed to immediately understand our intention of robbing the place when he saw us dressed in these black costumes. He did not even let you finish your explanation that someone needed help on the road.
Exactly, Oromara. Only you would have come with a plan with such a fault. Luckily, he got scared and ran towards the road for help. And then Donald was able to hit him on the head as planned.
Yeah. But nevertheless, your plan, Oromara, was brilliant. To lure out the watchman before robbing the place.
Gordon! The hiding place that you suggested, it was perfect. It was more for walk in the forest than in the park, but no one can possibly find our little prize there. We have all the time it takes to find the best possible deal with the buyer.
I've already found one prospective buyer. We'll call him using his code name, D. I have asked him to bid his highest price. He said he has to think whether he can afford more than 50 crores, or we might have to be happy with only 10.
Does he really think he can get away with 50 or even 10 quarts?
Don't worry, I'll see to it that was a good deal. Now, let's celebrate the three marksmen's successful operation. Siggy, where are you? Can't see you anymore.
I am up here, behind you. I can see you perfectly.
How
there is
far
a magnificent view.
How far can you see?
Not so far. There are too many branches in the way. But it is a nice sight.
What can you see?
Just the forest floor, branches of four nearby trees, and all kinds of, and all sorts of life forms up here. Wait a minute, I'm going to try and explore a bit. The trees are so close to each other that I can move from one another for quite a distance.
But be careful, please.
No worries, these branches are all very strong. Here's a tall tree. I'll try to climb a bit higher.
All right.
Hey, what's this? There is something a bit bulky wrapped up completely in leaves and tied up on the tree over here. Looks like some sort of cardboard package.
Cardboard package? Up there?
Yeah. Just a minute, I'm coming down.
What do you think he has in there?
I don't know, it's probably nothing, you know.
Oh, what if he gets hurt?
Yeah, well, he's a grown-up. He can take care of himself, unlike you.
So rude.
Why is it taking so long, then?
It must be heavy.
Look at that.
What is that?
How did that get up there? Hidden so well. And why?
It's full of shells. All rather beautiful. Mom would love these in our living room.
Oh man, you and Mom and the shells and the living room. Well, you know what? I think that's a good idea, but I have a better one. It's past lunchtime. How about we go and get some food? I'm feeling rather hungry.
Well, the deed is not so bad in the end. Dee decided to pay us 25 crores.
Great. I cannot wait to be done with this. Can we get the stuff immediately and give it?
Yeah, Donald has already gone to get it. He should be here soon.
Good. And where is this Dee? Can he come here?
He's arriving at 4 p.m. tomorrow. He's coming up from north, you see.
Donald! Arabara! The package! It's gone!
What? What?
I went there, climbed the tree, and it's not there!
Surely must have overlooked it or climbed the wrong tree. Come on, can't you even save us the trouble to go there and look for it ourselves?
But I tell you, it's not there! I followed your instructions perfectly. It was the correct tree. The widest. Tallest tree with the X mark on it.
Are you sure? Are you sure that you climbed high enough or didn't just overlook it?
Positive. I climbed to the very top.
Okay, stop it. We'll just do it ourselves. But you, come with us. We'll show you how it's done.
Okay.
You're almost there. Look, there is that bush next to the big tree. We'll climb up from behind.
Shh, quiet! Someone's coming!
Man, I was sure there was a way back to the camp.
I told you it was the other way instead. Brothers never listen, do they?
But I told you, I saw that clump of bushes which looked familiar. And besides, the way you're suggesting is north. The camp is south.
No, actually we have to go straight. Luckily, we found a way back here. Now it should be easy.
Yeah, well, how about we stop for a snack now?
How long do we have to wait to bring this time up?
Wait, just let me think. We could scare them away, but how?
Like this. What?
Quick!
What was that? Did you hear that? You almost got discovered.
It's just some animal, most probably.
But it almost worked. You see how scared she was?
That must be a big animal.
Well, maybe we can move a bit further up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Look, it works. They're leaving. What a big cardboard package they're carrying. I wonder whatever did they have inside.
And oh, that's our package. Quickly, after them.
So funny.
Shall we stop here to finish our snack?
Looks like a nice spot.
Here they are. And that definitely is our stuff. Now, how are we gonna get it back?
We go in quietly and take it. They're not facing it.
Wow. For once, you have a reasonable idea. Why don't you try it out?
I can try out my idea?
Yes, you. Don't you want that stuff? Then go get it.
After all that walking and a knife smack, I really needed this rest now. But where's the box?
The fool!
Okay, here's the plan. Donald, you go a little away from here and make the same rustling sounds as you did before. Yes. Gordon, you do the same on the other side. I will take care of the rest. Now go! Did it follow us?
I don't know, I can't really see anything.
Wait! I can hear it from another direction. Can't see anything.
Well, we still have to walk a bit to reach the camp. Let's move on.
Yeah, but where's the box? How did it get there?
Okay.
Ooh, you had that package. Why did you let go of it like that?
Something stung me. It was a tiny grasshopper with a long tail.
A scorpion? You let go of 25 kilos because of a scorpion?
But she thought it was a grasshopper.
Quiet. Quickly. After them.
The dreaded scorpion! Why did it have to go in that package?
Here's the ice.
Oh, thank you. The sting on my arm is really hurting.
Those worms! How you get hold of that package? Can't they mind their own business?
Relax! Let's think calmly. We will find a solution. We've followed those people till their camping place. So we know where to find them and the package. We'll just go there tonight and steal it back while they're asleep.
And how do you know where to keep it?
Well, you saw how they set up their camp. There were two tents, one for sleeping and one for storage. We'll just start looking there.
And what if it's not there?
Okay, let me outline the plan. Donald, you go in first and double check that everyone is asleep. Then you signal us and we will come and look in the tent for storage while you stand guard. When we go back into hiding, you follow us.
Okay.
To signal us that everyone is asleep, you wave your arms from up to down, like this. To warn us, just run away from the spot, and we will follow after having looked inside the tent. If it's not there, we'll just have to find a way to look inside the tent they use for sleeping.
Yeah, we can scare them out of their
tent. No! That's enough of your scaring business.
Okay.
Last time was a close one.
Be quiet for once. So, I'll run and get a few materials we might need for the night's trek. Let's meet here again at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Anybody home?
Here it is! Finally! Shh, quiet! Someone's coming!
Ah, oh, the twin. This tent needs to be better secured. That should do it.
Started, guy. How do we get out of here now?
Just keep calm, wait a minute, and let me think.
Where did you hide that package, you?
You fool! Why are you hitting me like that? Quickly, give the package!
Wait, the package! It's stuck!
Look at that! I secured the tent even with the brick and it came undone again! But that must be some sort of animal, probably trying to get our food. And did you also hear that rustling sound?
I did. And I'm sure it's that animal that's following us around. Oh, I'm so happy we're going back home tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know what? You just go back to sleep with your teddy. I'll secure the tent again and lock it this time. Well, Siggy, I hope what you got is enough for your research.
Oh, yes. I got about 50 pictures of all sorts of leaves, plants, and all kinds of vegetation. And came up with a rather good map of the area and details about which plants are found where. I only didn't know there was so much wildlife here. I'm wondering whether to mention in my work that animal we encountered a few times.
Well, that was about the only thing of the trip that I didn't like. And I'm still really curious about that package you found on the tree. And who put it there? And why? And let me look through it again. Okay. that? It looks a lot like...
A bird! Put it back inside. We probably better take this package to the police.
Just take his bag and we can go.
Okay. Okay.
A master of planning. That's what you told me when we first met. Sure, look where we are now.
I told you already. How should I have known that people would be climbing up there, huh?
I don't care. You should have found a better hiding place. And you...
What? You're upset that you can't blame me this time? Don't you remember? You were the one who thought of that hiding place.
Exactly, huh? I said we should hide it in the garage instead.
Ha! Huh. You mean you wanted to hide in the garage? And a step further, in the manager's car.
As the tree masked man, you wanted it to become the tree unmasked man.
No one would have found it there. And now we could make a mint of money and get away with it.
Yeah, instead now we have to get away without it.
What do we tell this thief?
Where is he?
He's coming at 4 p.m. today. What's the time, Donald?
It is 4:30 p.m.
Check on something reliable.
But I tell you, I've checked my watch. The time is correct.
Gordon, it is 4:30.
And why do you guys never keep track of time?
What? How are we supposed to know when he's coming, huh? And besides, why didn't you do it instead of spending the last half an hour ranting at us?
Because what choice did you give me?
What choice did we give you? Now that is a good one.
Wait a minute, guys. What do we tell this guy?
Hello! Oh, Dee. We were just talking about you.
What?
What happened?
Dee says he saw a news report on TV. Where the museum curator apparently explained the collection we stole the word that's fake! He says they're trying to cheat me. He does not want to buy anymore.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, we just came back from a camping trip in the forest, and while I was exploring the top of some trees, I came across this package.
We found a stone inside that looks a lot like a pearl, so in doubt, we decided to bring it here.
Let me have a look. You know what these are? It's the loot from a recent robbery at the original Marine Museum. Can you believe the thieves took all these worthless copies and left behind the real items, which are
fashioned? Wait till you tell Mom.
Come over to the front desk. Where's your uniform?
Sorry, sir. It's at the laundry. It won't happen again.
And these returns to the original Marine Museum.
Very well, sir.
Thank you very much. You're a great help. Could you just go with him to the inspector's office? He'll have a few questions for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, that was a fun trip. It already feels as if it were so long ago. Yet only 3 days that we're back.
Yeah, and it was just fun to explore something new. Who thought we would have ended up finding stolen goods?
And fake ones as well. Can you imagine those thieves being behind the real stuff and taking all the copies? I hear the stuff they have there is worth around 100 crores. And they left it all behind.
100 crores?
Oh, well, the only part of the trip that I didn't like was about that strange animal we encountered a few times. And the fact that we actually never got to know what it was. Tiger?
Yeah, sure. A tiger.
Listen.
Oh, that was surely the cat, don't worry.
Probably was.
I think it's about lunchtime. Should we head back to the house?
Yeah, I can't wait to eat some of those delicious looking sandwiches your father was preparing earlier. Last one's about an egg.
A 100 crores? In that regional marine museum? Then why on earth did Gordon and Audemars decide to steal the worthless fakes? I want to say thank you to all the people who helped. Alve and Sai for the lights, and Roland, and Oravan, and the whole of the last school team.